Normally, we get very, very excited when the sunshine is arriving, particularly in the UK and particularly in Yorkshire as well, because most of the time it's grey skies and a bit of drizzle. However, last year we had what could be described as a heat wave, and a lot of people discovered that they had issues with this more than you might think they would. Two people talking to us today. We have from AccuWeather, a meteorologist, we have Elliot Abrams. Hello.
Good morning.
And we also have the Chief Development Officer at Soak and Sleep, Sarah Smith. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning, Beth.
Now, we may have given a bit of that, may have been a bit of a clue, the fact that you're from Soak and Sleep. So what was the problem with last year with this heat wave that people found?
Well, we found in our recent research at Soak and Sleep that nearly 40% of people, especially in the Yorkshire area, found that the hot summer really affected their sleep. And one of the key challenges I think that your listeners will be having is that it's quite difficult to keep your room at consistent temperature and keep yourself essentially at consistent temperature too. And that's really key to sleeping well during any extremes of temperature. There's a lot of research to suggest that we should be sleeping in rooms that are at 18 degrees.
And last year that was very difficult.
Correct, it was indeed. And I think a lot of time in the UK we can get a bit caught out, can't we, with the weather. We have these sort of short, sharp spells of good weather. And so preparation can often be the key in terms of trying to minimise that impact in your bedroom.
And how likely do we think we are to get a summer similar to last year? I guess being a meteorologist, Elliot, that's for you?
Yes, and so far there's no sign of it being exactly the same. Last year it became very hot by this time, and we haven't really seen that. However, it does look like after the next 2 weeks, which may be fairly close to average, it will warm up once again. And if we're going to get heat waves, it's more likely from the end of June through July. And at that time, of course, it would become hazy, hot, humid, and say it in a word, hot.
So it's not looking like it's going to be as hot as last year, but we could have some hot spells still. So is there advice then? Are there kind of official bits of information that people could use to try and make sure their houses stay cool, and I suppose specifically their bedrooms?
There are definitely some top tips to follow to get a better night's sleep in hot weather. As you've just mentioned, Beth, you know, the bedroom temperature is a key one. And so anything you can do to try and keep that room as cool as possible, like keeping the curtains and blinds shut during the day, keeping windows open during the day if you can afford to. It's not always easy for people. They might be worried about security, but certainly going and opening the windows well in advance of bedtime so that that room temperature cools down. That's a really important stage in terms of preparing our bodies for sleep. Our bodies need to sort of move from warm to cool. But there are a number of other things that you can do in terms of preparing. So changing to a lighter duvet would be our biggest key single piece of advice. We found in our recent research that only 38% of people actually bother to change to a lighter duvet. So that's a really big opportunity for those that don't, because not only do you move to a lower TOG, which gives you less thermal resistance, i.e. that it will be cooler, it also feels much lighter. You know, often in the winter we like to have something that feels cosy and weighty maybe, and in the summer that's just not the sensation that we're all looking for. We almost want to feel like it's weightless. But equally, choosing fillings and materials that help to keep you cooler will help just as much. And we would always recommend moving towards natural fillings like cotton and silk, which are breathable. They're also moisture wicking, so they help to move the moisture away from your skin. And then there are a couple of what I like to call super fibres, like linen and wool. Linen is actually 2 to 3 times more absorbent than cotton. That explains a lot of the reason why you see a lot of people wafting around in linen on their summer holes, because it really does help to keep you cooler. And wool is an interesting fibre as well. It's a temperature regulator. So often we associate wool with the winter.
Mm.
But equally, it works just as well in the summer. It's great at keeping you cool in the summer, and it's particularly a good product for people that share a bed that maybe have differences in opinions of how warm or hot they like to be.
I know there is also quite a funny little statistic here that 4% of Brits even put their sheets or their pyjamas in the freezer before they went to sleep.
That's right. I think, you know, I can't personally say I've ever tried that, but it's obviously working for some people. And it does make sense when you think about this moving from a warmer to a cooler state in terms of getting your body prepared and triggering the movement into sleep.
Well, good luck to everybody this summer. It's not going to be quite as hot as 2018, but good luck to everyone who struggles with the sleep and making sure that they get to hopefully get a nice cool bedroom. If there is anyone out there who's wanting a bit more information, is there somewhere where they can go?
Of course, they can visit our website, which is soakandsleep.com. They'll be able to find more advice on the website. And if in doubt, they can also speak to one of our sleep experts.